My text verse this morning is the 20th verse, the last verse we read together a moment ago. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, Thursday is Thanksgiving, and we need to be thankful. We need to be thankful not only at Thanksgiving, but we need to be thankful all the year through. And, you know, one of the things that's lacking in the world today is people that do say thank you. We take so much for granted, both from God and from other people, that oftentimes we don't stop and just say those simple words, thank you, I appreciate what you've done, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. This morning I preach a sermon, if you noticed in the bulletin, Catch the Gratitude Attitude. You'll understand that title in just a little bit. But you know, so let me just tell you, this morning I have a three-point introduction and then I have a three-point sermon. I might just say I have 6 points, but I don't want to discourage you. So I have a three-point introduction and a three-point message. My introduction is this. There's a lot of things that we need to be thankful from God for. I would put some of those in a serious category. For example, I am thankful for the grace of God. By the way, I'm thankful for His mercy too. I'm thankful that I did not get what I deserved. I am thankful that I got something I didn't deserve. In Titus 2:11, the Bible says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." I'm glad that grace appeared to me. I'm glad I can stand before you this morning saved, a child of God on my way to heaven. I'm grateful for the gifts that God bestows upon my life. The Bible says in the book of James, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father. And I could spend the rest of the time I have this morning counting my blessings to you, naming them one by one, and I would not get done in the time I have allotted. So I am grateful for His gifts. I'm also grateful for His guidance. I'm glad that He guides me in this life. Psalm 37, verse 23, the Bible says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." And I'm so glad that God does direct our lives and points the way that we should go. The second point of my introduction is this. I am thankful for the things that God gives to me from a serious standpoint, but sometimes I just like to be crazy a little bit and thank God for things that you might not think about. I'm thankful, for example, that He put my nose on the way that He did. Did you ever stop and think what might happen if our noses were upside down? You ever think what might happen in a rainstorm if our noses were turned the other way? Or what happened if we sneezed and we were wearing a hat? It'd just blow our hat off. I'm grateful that my nose is put on the way that it's put on. I'm grateful that my knees only bend one way. Can you imagine how hard it would be to walk if your knees bent both ways? I'm glad that my knees only bend one way. I'm glad that seeds don't have a right side and a wrong side. Can you imagine how hard it would be for some of the farmers that we have in this church if there was a upside and a downside to the seeds and they had to look at each one of them before they planted them to make sure they were getting them in the ground right? We'd have surely a lot less harvest that we have, because I know some of the farmers and they probably couldn't tell the difference between the upside and the downside. No offense to anybody, of course. I'm glad, for example, that our bodies are a one-shot system. What I mean by that, when you have an infection and it's spread throughout your body, I'm glad that they can just give you one shot and don't have to give you a shot in the toe, in the knee, in the elbow, and every place else where that infection is. One shot takes care of it all. I'm glad, and I'll quit on this one, I'm glad that I have teeth. I'm so glad that I have teeth. Can you imagine what it would be like to just eat mush all the time and not be able to chew? I am grateful this morning that God has given me teeth. And then the third point of my introduction is this. I want to remind you this morning that ingratitude is a sin. Not saying thank you to God is a sin. Not saying thank you to other people is a sin. And so I hope this Thanksgiving week that you will make it a point to say thank you to everybody in your life and to your God for Him being in your life and the things that He does in your life. And as Gene often prays, just for who He is, just thank Him for who He is. And then be thankful to the other people that in your life that God has put there to be a blessing to you. I want you to catch that gratitude attitude. Now, if you don't know the story behind this little song, Patch the Pirate, he's a guy that lost one of his eyes to cancer, has to wear a patch. He has a whole series of musicals that he's put out. One of them dealt with the greatness of America. There were these spies from Transylvania or somewhere that came over to discover the greatness of America. And one of the things that they discovered what makes America great is that they are a thankful nation. The subplot of the story is the eagle and the turkey were vying to who was going to be the national bird. And, of course, you know, the eagle won that contest. The eagle's our national bird. Well, as a consolation, back in the colonial days, and I don't know if this is true or they just made it up for this song, but they gave the turkey the consolation prize. They made him the national bird of Thanksgiving. Okay? And to get the turkey to accept this role, they sing this little song. I put the song in the bulletin so that you would have the words so that you could sing it to yourself this week. But it goes like this. It goes like this. Some people grumble and dream of having more. They want a new toy. They want the dog that lives next door. If you're unhappy and everything seems wrong, you need to learn this happy song. Just catch the gratitude attitude, gratitude attitude. Catch it every day. Catch the gratitude attitude, gratitude attitude. Lift your voice and sing. Always thank the Lord each day for everything He brings your way. Catch the gratitude attitude. Catch it every day. Now, I'm going to let you read the second verse. Oh, that's all right. You didn't know you were getting three specials this morning, did you? I'll let you read the second verse and read that chorus. But I use that by way of introduction. You see, if you're going to catch something worthwhile, you got to work at it. You got to work at it. The stuff that's not worthwhile catches you. You see, a cold, for example, is not worthwhile. You don't have to work to catch a cold. It catches you. All you got to do is be careless. Go out in the cold without your coat. Get yourself worn out. There's a number of things that you can do, and it's not work. I mean, a cold will just sneak up on you and catch you. But the stuff that's worthwhile. For example, this is deer season. I dare say that none of our hunters went into the woods and a deer walks up to him and says, "Here I am, shoot me." Did that happen to any of the hunters this week? Logan, it did? Okay, well, that was a strange deer. But if you're a fisherman, the fish doesn't jump in the boat and say, "Here I am." No, if you're going to catch something worthwhile, you got to work at it. If you're going to catch the gratitude attitude, and I think you should, you're going to have to work at it. And my message this morning is to give you three things that you need to do to catch that gratitude attitude. Number one, and we're going to go back to the book of Ephesians for these things, we need to lift our voice and sing. In verse 19, we read, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I read an article not too long ago about changing your self-image. And that article says, you picture the way that you want to be. You get in your mind a picture of how you want to be, and then you put up little notes all over the place to remind you how to act in the way that you want to act, and in that way you can change what you are. Well, I don't know about that, but I know that if we catch the gratitude attitude, one of the things that we need to do is to sing. Sing to ourselves. Sing in front of others. Sing in our hearts. Sing out loud. And we will catch the gratitude attitude if we speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. So here's what I suggest you to do. Get a hymn. Get us one of your favorite hymns. I'm sorry, I am just about to It is hot. And I don't want to freeze you by turning on the air conditioning, so I'm going to follow Lynn's advice and take off my coat if you don't mind. But get a hymn. One of my favorite hymns is Love Lifted Me. When Brother Wendell was here, I always remembered the number. We had older songbooks back then. It was number 212 in the old songbook. That was his number at work. Whenever they wanted him at work, they would always page employee number 212. So it was always easy for me to remember that the number of that song. But just get a song like Love Lifted Me. Again, it doesn't have to be Love Lifted Me, but get a song like Love Lifted Me and start singing it. Just start singing it over and over to yourself. Now, let me just give you an example. Just take you through the first verse. That song starts out, I was sinking deep in sin. I was headed for the devil's hell. I was sinking like it was quicksand. I was getting deeper and deeper into my sin. And I had no hope. I had no way of escape. So I was sinking deep in sin. Then the next phrase says, far from the peaceful shore. I lived my life in a way that tried to fool other people. But I had no peace in my life when I was a sinner. I had nothing that I could stand on like a solid rock and have a firm footing. Everything was slippery in my life. Everything was transient. I had no purpose. I had no reason to live. Then that song says, very deeply, stained within. I would try to go to God and I would try to plead my own righteousness. But I was reminded of that verse from Isaiah where the Bible says, all our righteousnesses in God's sight are as filthy rags. And so when that song says, very deeply stained within, that was me. I mean, I would try to argue with God. Well, all my sins are little sins, God. I really haven't committed any big sins. And then he would bring that verse in the book of James back to my mind where it says, if we offend the law in one point, we're guilty of all. And so even though my sins may be little ones, if I've sinned, I stand before God just like I've broken every one of the Ten Commandments. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. Headed toward that bottomless pit forever. Let me tell you this morning, don't believe these people that tell you that if you go to hell, you're going to get a second chance. Don't believe these people that tell you if you go to hell, there's a way out. There is no escape. Once you enter the gates of hell, there is no amount that anybody can pay. There is no deed that anybody could do. You are damned eternally to that place called hell. But this, when the song gets good, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, the one who spoke creation into existence, the one who gathered the waters under the firmament and made the dry land appear. The one that said to the waves, you can come this far, but no further. The one that falls asleep in the middle of the storm. And when he's awakened by his disciples, stands up and says, peace, be still. And the wind quits blowing and the waves quit rolling. And there is an absolute tranquil peace that come over that sea. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, a cry I made when I was 15 years old, when I knelt in front of the red vinyl couch in my pastor's study. I cried out as that one that was sinking in sin, that one staying deeply within, that one that was sinking to rise no more. I said, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner, and save me. And you know what? He heard me. I cried out and he heard me. He had the whole universe to run, but he heard me. He had millions to care for, but he heard me. He has to take care of all the animals and all the flowers and everything in creation, but he heard me. And he will hear the cry of every sinner for salvation. He'll hear a little boy or a little girl this morning. If they cry out to him for salvation, he will hear a teenager if they cry out to him this morning for salvation. He will hear that young adult that's just starting a family and is concerned about how they are going to provide for their family and raise their children. If they cry out to the Lord for salvation, he'll hear that cry this morning. He will hear a grandpa or a grandma if they need to cry out for salvation. No one that ever cries is ignored by God. No one that ever cries, he turns a deaf ear to. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. And this is where it gets good. From the waters lifted me. Now, from the waters lifted me. He lifted me from eternal death to eternal life. He lifted me from sin to righteousness. He lifted me from guilt to justification. He lifted me from the bottomless pit and put me on a solid rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. He lifted me from eternal darkness to eternal life. He lifted me from weeping and gnashing of teeth to a place where all tears are going to be wiped away. He lifted me from hell to heaven. He lifted me from the devil and all his demons to God and all his saints. From the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. I'm safe. The book of John says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. I am safe. Romans 8, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate, Bible says us, but I'm going to put me in there, shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'll tell you what, if I wasn't a refined Baptist, I'd do some shouting now. I'd do some hallelujah now. I'd do some amen now. I'd do some praising the Lord now. How can I not be thankful if I sing that song to myself? How can I not be grateful for what God did to me? If I just get a hold of that one song and I sing it and I sing it and I sing it and I'm reminded of what God did for me. By the way, he did the same thing for you. He did the same thing for every single person in this room that's asked Jesus to be their Savior. And by the way, he'll do that same thing for every person here that will ask him this morning. You want to catch the gratitude attitude? Get your favorite, take your favorite hymn. Doesn't have to be this one. Take any one. And just memorize the words. And just sing it. Sing it. Sing it in the shower. Sing it in the kitchen. Sing it when you go to bed at night. Sing it in the morning. Make sure your spouse is awake before you start singing. It might not go over too good if you start singing before they wake up. But sing it. Sing it. Making melody in your heart. Remind yourself of what God has done. I must hurry. Number two, not only should we sing and make melody in our heart, but we need to thank the Lord each day. Giving thanks always. Always. You know, we ought to be able to find something every single day of our life to thank God for. I was thinking this morning as I was going over the sermon in my mind as I was driving to church this morning. You know, one of the things I'm thankful for? I am thankful for this church. I am thankful, and I'm not talking about the building, although I'm thankful for the building. I'm talking about the church, the called out assembly. I'm thankful for you. And I got to thinking, do you know that 98%+ of the people I count as friends in this world are in this place right here? 98% of the people that I love in the world are in this place right here. 98% of the people that I enjoy spending time with and having fun with are in this place right here. I am so thankful to God that he has let me be a part of this church. I am so thankful to God for each one of you that God has brought to this place and has put us together as a body of Christ. Now tomorrow I'm going to get up and I need to find something else to thank God for. I'm going to have my little grandson with me the next 2 days. The little one, not the big one, but the little one. The big one don't like to go with Pa anymore, but the little one still likes to go. And I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning, and he's going to be laying in the bed beside me. And I'm going to look over at him. I'm going to say, thank you, God. Thank you for this little life that I get to call my grandchild. Now look, I could go on, but I'm out of time. You can find something every single day in your life to thank God for. You want to catch the gratitude attitude? Find something every single day to thank God for. And then number three, thank him for everything he brings your way. Verse 20 says, giving thanks always for all things. Christian life is not always easy. There's going to be times of trial. There's going to be times when we have problems. There's going to be times when we have heartaches. But the Bible says, even in those times of trial, even in those times of heartaches, even in those times when we hurt, the Bible says, be thankful to God. Romans 8:28, the Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. We just finished up a six-week series in our Sunday school class, adult Sunday school class, on the life of Joseph. If there ever was a person that had to endure affliction and trials, not for any fault of his own, but because of what other people did to him, it was Joseph. But I truly believe that Joseph lived his life thanking the Lord each day, because Joseph knew, maybe he didn't quite understand it all completely till he got to the end of his life, but Joseph knew that God was doing something in his life. Joseph knew that God had a plan for his life. Joseph knew that God was working that plan and getting him into a position with the skills that he needed to do the job that God made him to do. Well, I want to tell you, God's doing the same thing for you. He's working in your life. Sometimes that involves living on the mountaintop and enjoying the victories that God brings into our life, but sometimes it involves living in the valley and enduring the trials and tribulations that he lets come into our life. But regardless, whether you're on the mountaintop or in the valley, praise God. Thank him for everything he brings into your life. Catch the gratitude attitude. Take that little song that's in the bulletin. I put it in there so you could have it this week and you could remember what I encourage you to do this morning. Be thankful in all things to God. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for being a God that did save us, will save us, and then, Father, just blesses us day after day after day after day. Help us to be thankful. Help us to be grateful, not just at Thanksgiving time, but every day, every hour of every day. We sang that song when we started this morning, count your many blessings, name them one by one. And Father, if we could do that, we would certainly catch the gratitude attitude. When we start to enumerate all the wonderful gifts that you send from above. And I pray, Father, you would help us catch that gratitude attitude. I pray for those that might be here this morning that are still far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. Father, would you help them understand that if they cry, the master of the sea, the Lord Jesus Christ, will hear that cry. Pull them from that sinking sand. Set them on the rock himself. Give them a purpose and reason to live. Guide them. Bless them. And I pray, Father, if there's just one person here this morning that's never received Christ, that right now in the quietness of this moment, they would cry out, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner. Save me. Save me. I trust what you did on Calvary to pay the price of my sins. And Lord Jesus, I ask you just now, please save me. Father, help them understand that that cry will never be ignored, that cry will never be turned aside. Whosoever cometh, you will receive. And I pray that they would come to you this morning. Speak to our hearts as Christians. Father, again, help us to be a grateful people. I ask you to bless this time of invitation. Help everybody that needs to do something to do it this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.